Across eastern New York and western New England, we are digging out from an impressive March snowstorm. There were numerous reports, in excess of 20 inches of snow from the storm, and in some areas, the snow amount exceeded 30 inches of accumulation. So a lot of snow fell, and there's still some snow showers left over today as the storm winds up over northern Maine. We have a gusty breeze as well out of the west and northwest. So on top of the scattering of snow showers in our area, the wind is blowing around the snow. So we have not only falling snow, but blowing and drifting of snow. So be aware that conditions will still be unsettled and slippery at times moving into tonight. Now, for most of us, the accumulation from these snow showers will be very light, may cover the ground in spots or maybe leave a light accumulation. In the higher elevations, though, especially on the western slopes of the mountains, there is the potential for some additional light to moderate accumulation of snow moving into tonight. It is going to be a cold night across the area after a cold day. It's tough to believe that spring is only a few days away. Lows tonight will be in the teens, but with the wind, it will feel much colder than that. And tomorrow, well, it's going to feel like January once again, with temperatures running only in the 20s. A gusty wind will make it feel colder and also result in more blowing and drifting of snow through the day tomorrow. And there's still the chance for some lingering snow showers tomorrow. The most likely areas for those snow showers will be across the higher elevations. We see things quiet down on Friday. We have high pressure building in briefly, so we'll see sunshine in the morning. Some high clouds come in Friday afternoon. It'll be a little bit less cold on Friday, but still below normal for this time of year, with temperatures running in the 20s to low 30s. A few spots south of Albany may be a little bit warmer than that. And then on Saturday, an area of low pressure will approach from the west, and that's likely to bring us a round of light snow. There's a possibility of a rain-snow mix, depending upon exactly how warm it gets. But I will say at this point, this is a weak system, nothing to the level of what we just dealt with over the past couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds, continued cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with light snow likely, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.